Hey, happy girls. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Bra Lady with Missy Helderman. We cannot wait to teach, inspire, and even maybe share a giggle or two with our beloved happy girls family. So without further ado, let's dive right in to today's episode with Missy.
Hey, happy girls. This is Missy, your favorite bra lady, with the last episode of Confessions of a Bra Lady, or at least for a little while. I know you've probably been thinking, oh my gosh, where has she been? And why have we not had a new episode of this podcast in a good while? Well, ladies, I have to be honest with you. The last few months have been, well, they've kept me quite busy. And I have been at max capacity for a little while. And with that, there were some things that just had to fall to the wayside for me to be able to keep my sanity and keep the business going and keep the contractors going forward on my house, you know, all the things. And I'll be honest, it's not an easy decision for me to put this podcast on pause by any means. I know maybe I didn't have the reach that I was hoping, but it's okay. I had quite a few, and I was, you know, we were what, 10% globally for a while, and or top 10 globally and different things like that, which amazes me. And I thank you guys so much for all of your support. I even still have ladies coming into the shop saying, I'm just listening to your podcast when I'm doing my exercise or when I'm drinking my coffee. Or they even ask me, it's like, hey, have I missed a new episode? Or, and no, you haven't missed a new episode. My podcast production team has graciously given me a lot of time by just rolling some extra plays for me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate everything that they have done to create and produce this podcast. But I really appreciate all of my girls out there, my happy girls that have been supporting me over this course of the last year. You know, my goal when I first started, my goal was to do 50 podcasts and thinking, okay, in a 52-week period. And I hit that goal and I was so excited. I did 1 year of a podcast, but now I'm in a different spot right now where I'm having to go through and reevaluate every single thing. And you know, that's not a bad thing at all. We all have seasons, you know, just like I look around and I'm starting to see little buds on trees and I'm starting to see the noses of daffodils start to peek through. And with the season comes change like that. Over the course of the last 7 months, you guys know we've gone through deaths, we've gone through tornadoes, we've gone through employees that have decided to move and start their new chapter with grandbabies, and so many things have changed just in the last 6-8 months. And it's causing me to do the same thing. I'm really looking at what do I need to do for my business? What do I need to do for me right now to keep me in a good, positive mental state, if you know what I mean? But I'll be honest, with that, you know, we look forward to the new, but there's times of grieving. I don't want to let go of the podcast. I had so much fun. Once I got used to it and once I figured out that I could do it while I'm in the car or in the parking lot or whenever I felt inspired to do, when I got comfortable doing it is when I really started enjoying it. And one of my mentors told me, you know, you have to do about 12 or 15 before you start doing that. And it was so true. Once I hit about 20, the 20th episode, it got to be fun. But with that, you know, it's coming to an end for now, or at least for a pause. And there's some grieving. There's some mourning. I enjoy it. I enjoy connecting with you in this fashion. It's like me being on the phone with you. I love it. It's so much fun. But, you know, we grow, we learn, and we have to adapt, right? If we stayed in the same spot forever, we'd still be wearing that training bra. Tell me, what is a training bra really supposed to do? What are you training? I had somebody ask me that the other day. It's like, well, it's really not about anything but getting used to wearing the bras, right? But there's a time when we have to put the training bra down and we have to get the big girl panties out and we have to get us in big girl bras too. Well, and that's where we're at. This new season, for so many people that I know, is such an exciting season. There's growth and there's leveling up and there's new challenges and so many things that we have no idea. You know, last year was hard for a lot of people, but you know, I am looking forward to this next year with such excitement, with such anticipation that it's going to be good. Yes, it's not going to be the same comfortable thing that we've been doing for a long time. It may not feel like those comfy slippers, but now we're putting on our jogging shoes or our stilettos, whichever one you may choose. And there might be some break-in season, and I promise there might be some tears, but there's also going to be joy. There's going to be peace. There's going to be new great things coming forth. I know it's hard, but if you hang with it, just like I am, I mean, there's moments that I just am getting tired of. It's like I'm not quite even in the new season yet. Okay. I had a person tell me today, you know, if you were going to stop this marathon, you should have done it at mile 5, not mile 22. It's like, oh, yes, you're right. I just have to keep plugging and it will come to pass. My house, I'm still not in it. I'm hoping in the next month we will be in it. But I told my contractor, I said, by gosh, a month or two from now, I could have already had a baby in this time, you know? He just laughs at me, just like most other people. But I just, sometimes it goes much slower than we'd really like to see. It goes a lot slower. And honestly, it doesn't always come in exactly the right way or even look exactly the way we'd hoped. But sweetie, it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. I keep hearing this song. I'm not a big one on, I don't know if you've ever heard of Pink, the musician. She's a singer. I'm not a big one on her music or anything like that, but I have to really admire her for so much of what she stands for and how she carries herself and her integrity. You know, she's just authentic. But anyway, her and her daughter do a duet song. It's called Shower Me With Sunshine. And it doesn't have a lot of lyrics that I can remember. I just remember, you know, shower me with sunshine. Tell me everything's going to be okay. And there is, I'll be honest, there are a few moments. Actually, there's been a lot of moments lately. I wake up in the middle of the night and that goes through my head. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay, sweetheart. Everything's going to be fine. And yes, I'm in tears. As I tell my friends and family, you got to love me. Good Lord says, you got to love everybody. You just don't have to like them, right? I've put off recording this last podcast. Because I knew that this would be one of those things like closing a door. Now, like I said, who knows? It doesn't mean it won't be opened again or I do another podcast. Who knows? But I knew that this would be a hard one for a few different reasons. But I appreciate each and every one of you who have listened along the way through this last year of ups and downs and almost being blown away and almost being blown up. And you continue to support me and shower me with love and share your stories of how you were getting through and getting by and how I wasn't alone. And I really appreciate that. So I don't want to end this in a sad note. It's not sad. I feel so honored and privileged that I got to spend this season with you. And I so look forward to the new season that I can spend, that I can share with you what's going on in this next chapter. So until then, this will be the last episode of Confessions of a Bra Lady, as we know it today. So until next time, ta-ta!